Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We got a great show. Magical Engineer, you ready, honey? Oh, he's ready. I'm ready. Today's topic, first part of the show, we're going to be talking about a sense of humor and the indicators thereof. What does that have to do with health? Well, you're going to find out. We have that and some other things, and we have a real short quacker tonight, Frank. Yoo-hoo, got a quack report. But before we get to all that good stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform, hitting the knees, seeking Lord's face, minding the time, it grows short. And our devotional says this, verily I say unto you, this is John 6, he that believes on me have everlasting life. John 14, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, now's the time, because the invitation to salvation has an expiration date, and it's a coming up. So don't squander the time. Get in the scripture, seek his face. Seek him in prayer, in your, you know, privacy of your closet. It's just you and him, and he'll answer you, and you'll find your way to the kingdom of God, which is paradise. Paradise, paradise, for everlasting life. Yep, we don't ever go out of existence. We just change real estate. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay. First and last but not least, pork producers. They've been using some mRNA-based gene therapy vaccines on their animals. Hey, Frank, they've been doing this since 2018. Unreal. Joseph Mercola kind of broke this story. He's an osteopathic physician. He said he's been avoiding pork for some time. He says the whole person approach to wellness is helping people develop attitudes and lifestyles that can help them take control of their health. Yes, take the power back. That's what I've been saying. And that's why he is also urging people to avoid consuming pork. According to Mercola, pork producers have been using these customized mRNA-based gene therapy serums on animals. It's an RNA-based livestock vaccine for swine, has the swine influenza in there, also avian flu. Harris Vaccines has developed this. They did acquire, I guess, the patent from Merck Animal Health. So they also developed a CureVac mRNA rabies shot for pigs. So this whole thing, this swine flu vaccine platform, was developed by Merck in partnership with Moderna using these mRNA vaccines. No. Those, that development of mRNA serum, manufacturing way before COVID. So they've been utilizing that stuff for a while. And if I may remind you, in 76, when they said there was a swine flu that really wasn't a swine flu, wasn't even real, is because the, vaccines they developed for pig farmers killed the pigs and then they wanted to recoup their losses, the pharmaceuticals, and they said, let's get it from the human market. See, not how that worked. Anyway, that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thanks, Frank. Alrighty. Let me see, where am I here? Okay, got my clock up there. Don't want to miss when the breaks are, Frank. I always run long. All right, so we're going to be talking about a sense of humor and the indicators of sense of humor. So you're probably thinking, well, what does that have to do with herbs? Well, hang in there, because most people know someone that is socially awkward, right? However, that description is really not so accurate when it comes to the personality disorders out there that people can have. So do you know someone that doesn't get jokes or seems to laugh because everybody else is laughing but lacks understanding the humor? Or maybe you know someone that converses offensively and then tries to convince you it was a joke. So these are people who really don't seem to have a healthy sense of humor, or the type of humor they do have is demeaning or sadistic. So what does a sense of humor say about a person and their overall health? Well, let's look at some humor styles. Social psychology tells us there's several major types of senses of humor. Number one is the affirmative humor. Now, this is a person who amuses other people in order to facilitate a relationship. It tends to be a very positive type sense of humor. People gravitate to those kind of folks. Then there's the self-enhancing humor. This is a person who finds amusing circumstances in life's hardships by staying positive. And then there's the self-defeating humor. So a person who says funny things at his own expense. This is a negative form of humor, but the target is oneself, so it's not attacking anybody else. The comedian Rodney Dangerfield exhibited this type of humor. He was always, you know, criticizing himself. Then there's the aggressive humor. Now this, pay attention. This is a person who uses humor to disparage or disrespect another and to manipulate others. It often involves sarcastic comments, mocking statements, giving someone a mean-spirited nickname, possibly. So the dark side of humor stems from this humor type, and we're going to get into that in a little bit. So this is a study. August 2016, the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology published a study titled The Dark Side of Humor, Pathological Personality Traits and Humor Styles. So the study looked at humor styles and personality traits of some college students, and here's some of their findings. They said antagonism was positively associated with an aggressive humor style, but not a positive humor style. So you probably have some of those aggressive types. And then uninhibited or disinhibited personality type or humor type. This is an inappropriate humor style where it's positively associated with aggressive humor. And this would be an example of someone who has no filter using socially inappropriate comments or actions. Probably heard some of those. So the disinhibited or the psychotic humor were positively associated with self-defeating humor styles. And the positive humor trait, human traits, the affirmative and the self-enhancing, they were associated with personality traits that were people that were like extroverted, open-minded, agreeable type of personalities. They said the self-defeating humor traits are associated with those who are self-conscientious and had a high risk of depression, emotional instability, anxiety, and prone to anger. And then the darker humor traits, the dark side of humor, were the aggressive traits, the self-defeating style that are linked to aspects of personality disorders. They call that psychopathy. And Machiavellianism. So this personality would exhibit antisocial behavior, lack of empathy, poor behavioral control, cunningness, manipulation, power and control over others at any cost. And, yes, this personality can also incorporate a third layer of the dark triad called narcissism psychopathy. Oh, and you've heard the term narcissism batted around enough in our society lately. People are labeled as so narcissistic. Well, here's some quotes from the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology. What'd you say, Frank? Oh, Frank says what? So all the rich, famous, and successful. Hey, Frank, calm your jets over there. Let's read a quote from the study. It says, this information is important because pathological personality traits are often accompanied by interpersonal difficulties. They go on to say sadistic personality disorder was a personality disorder defined by a pervasive pattern of sadistic and cruel behavior. People with this disorder were thought to have desire of control over others. Yeah. And lastly, they say the results from this study revealed that pathological personality traits were associated with specific humor styles. Men reported higher levels of pathological personality traits than women, end of quote. Well, that was just in their study of a certain segment of college students. Well, you know, we have to get a clue here, you know, because the chances are high that we all know someone that has a humor and a personality trait that is not a healthy one. You have been maybe on a date. And maybe you went to hear a stand-up comic that was very amusing and funny, only to look over at your date who is not responding. So we're talking defensive body language, staring ahead, and a flat expression. The whole audience is roaring with laughter, and your date isn't getting any of it. This is a big clue not to have a second date. Here's another quote from the study. They say, antagonism was positively associated with an aggressive humor type. Taken together, these results suggest that individuals with pathological personality traits tend to employ humor styles that are harmful to themselves and others. They go on to say, these results suggest the intriguing possibility that humor may play at least some role in the interpersonal difficulties that often accompany pathological personality traits. So what's with this deviant humor then? I mean, why do people have a difficult sense or really no sense of humor? You know, how many times have you known somebody that doesn't get it and you kind of quip, well, I'm going to buy you a sense of humor for your birthday? The experts tell us it is experiences that the person is exposed to that has molded them and their sense of humor and their personality. Here's a quote from the study. Unfavorable circumstances during childhood or in early stages of sexual development are believed to be one of the major contributing factors in the development of a sadistic personality. It has also been observed that sadism or a sadistic personality can also get developed in an individual through learning. They also add, one symptom of a narcissistic personality disorder is sadism, such as when someone enjoys hurting animals or people and seeing others in pain, end of quote. Well, what about teasing? Yeah? You know, people sometimes tease you. You know, it's supposed to be funny. Healthy individuals can take a little teasing, all in jest, harmless. Some people think it is funny to tease you. Okay? Now, labels regarding acts can be misleading now. So, was a person engaged in a little harmless teasing, or was it something else? We have to discern between those things. When is teasing not teasing? Right? Hey, Frank, what? Frank says what? These are the kind of studies that will lead to people being arrested and drugged against their will to simply telling a joke you didn't like. Right. Well, you have to wonder, you know, because you see a lot of these stand-up comics and they have to walk a fine line on what they're discussing, you know, because of the, you know, social agendas and being politically correct and all that. But we're dealing with people interacting personally and you're going to run into some of these types. I mean, the risk is higher now in this day and age of you running into these folks, and you have to understand what they're about and how they're thinking to avoid being, you know, in a situation with them. So when is teasing really not teasing? So here are some examples. When it feels like an insult, when it's demeaning in nature, when it makes you a guilty party, when it accuses you of something your accuser did, so they kind of, you know, defer and they attach their wicked act on you. How about when they're trying to convince you that the harmful act was really a joke and you just can't take a joke? Or how about that has a the person has a very manipulative or gain of control over someone through teasing? Therefore, there is really this fine line between teasing, joking, and what is called gaslighting. You ever hear that? I know you know what that is, Frank. Some may not even know what that is. Well, it's a devious behavior over another person, and it's anything but humorous. Okay? So here are some of the signs of someone using gaslighting on you. A series of behaviors are employed for the sole purpose of gaining control over another person. An example might be if you inherited a sum of money and your partner wanted control over it and you, that person may set out a series of circumstances to make you believe that your mental state was in question. See what I mean? So gaslighting is a form of abuse, and anyone that employs such a tactic has a behavioral pattern or intent of history of using it. So this is a person that does not like to hear the word no. This is not about just getting their own way. No, gaslighting is about gain of control over another person. So as a person uses gaslighting, well, if they're using gaslighting, they're going to use it across all types of relationships, not just marital, but also professional and parental and so forth. So gaslighting is often associated with a narcissistic personality disorder. However, according to expert Dr. Stephanie Sarkis, it has a psychopathic behavior element to it, or sociopathic. Therefore, this type of sadistic behavior is not a person just being slightly naughty. No, it's not about a little healthy teasing here. Here's what Dr. Sarkis says. A gaslighter gets under your skin and makes the victim question their self-value. So you lose your self-esteem knowing this person, or you can if you let them. So often a domestic abuser is a gaslighter. So they will beg and plead with their victim that they're going to change, and once there's a reconciliation and they get the victim back in their clutches again, all the roller coaster ride continues, and as time goes on, the situations escalate, gets worse and worse. So this is a dangerous position for a dependent spouse, with or without children, to be in. So you want to be wise out there, okay? Personality disorders are on an all-time high, and it can be hard to find a true friend or mate, a normal person. And by the way, these people sometimes with personality disorders, they can be on their best behavior for a few hours on a weekend. You know, you want to spend some time with these folks because eventually they're going to show their dirty little petticoat. So don't be in a huge rush to, you know, dive into relationships with these folks. You know, you don't run off and get married right away. You got to find out who these people are. Now, there's a good book to read. Give you some insights. One is called The Gift of Fear by Gavin DeBecker. Okay. And the other one is, Warning Signs of Gaslighting by Dr. Stephanie Sarkis. Okay. So if you have adult children or grandchildren, this information can save their lives. Okay. Make sure they are savvy out there. So, you know, coping with this world these days, getting to be a challenge. So if you're having difficulty with anxiety and depression and panic attacks, if you have some herb options out there, having a good sense of humor is also going to be a plus dealing with this world. So you can't lose a good sense of humor, and nobody's going to buy you one. Okay. You gotta have that yourself. So read some scripture for wisdom and discernment and be proactive. Proverbs is a really good section to read for wisdom. You know, King Solomon wrote that. So seek the Lord's face and he'll guide you and guide your footsteps and help you prevent from making some huge mistakes out there. But you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. You can ask about their herb formulas that help with, you know, coping with this world. They have some very nice formulas, valerian root, emotional stress formula, relaxation formula. And if you really need some fortification for your nervous system, the Body Foundation food mix is really great with some natural B vitamins in it. You can give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. And, of course, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. They do have a back-in-stock sale going on now. They did run low on a lot of things during the spring sale, but they got back in stock. So they're having a little back-in-stock sale to finish out April. It's 20% off if your order is $55 or more. You want to use coupon code BIS, B as in boy, IS for back-in-stock. And the number 2023 for the year. But you want to hurry because sale does end on April 22nd and restrictions apply. Of course, details are on their website or you can give them a call at 866-229-3663 and get an order in if you're stocking up, especially on things to help you cope. Yep. If you're on the website, sign up for the free online newsletters. You can click on books and newsletters and sign up for free. They go out each week, the American Survival and Health Quest, and you'll glean some very important information to help you in this interesting time frame that we live in. What else was I going to say? Oh, the new catalog's in. If you haven't gotten your new catalog, do get one. You can request one for free online or give them a call. If you choose to send them an email, make sure you send the complete and valid shipping address so they can mail one to you absolutely free. So thepowerherbs.com or 866-229-3663. All right. We're going to be, going to a break here in a minute, but you know, we stopped last Thursday we stopped and we were talking about some amazing berries. Remember that? We were talking about some things that are really amazing that God made. We were talking about barberry bark and some of the studies about how amazing that is. We finished that segment, but we didn't get past that barberry bark. So there's some other berries we're going to talk about here that are lovely to get your hands on and help you do fabulous things in stabilization of metabolic functions and so forth. So when we come back from our break, we're going to pick that up and we'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Oh, thank you, Frank. Frank has the bouncy music. Okay, so we're going to pick it up. We were talking about some of the power of the berries. We talked about our barberry. Now we're going to talk about chase tree berries. Now, the berry has a very interesting history here. It's known as vitex berries. That's another name for it. So in ancient Europe, they used these chase tree berries to suppress, they thought, a woman's hormonal libido action. They used it when they took religious vows to suppress sexual urges. And this is why it came with the name chase tree berry. So these, there's really no scientific evidence that supports what they thought about the berry doing that. But what science has proven is that the vitex berry or the chase tree berry do help balance female reproductive hormones, making menstruation more comfortable, improving fertility, and also make a smoother transition into menopause. So chase tree berries are indigenous to the Mediterranean, And they've been used in the ancient Greek world. The ancient Greek physicians wrote about it. Hippocrates also, he wrote about it. It had a lot of uses as an anti-inflammatory. They also gave it to nursing mothers. It helped increase milk production if their milk production was low. So the berry is also listed in Homer's Iliad as a symbol of virginity, and Roman temple virgins carried chaste tree berry branches as a sign of their chastity. Now, during the Middle Ages, the monks ate the berries to suppress their sexual urges, supposedly. Thus, the other common name for the berry, monk's pepper. And if Asian black pepper was in short supply, the chaste tree berry was this. It had a little bit of a peppery taste to it, and they used that instead. And that's how it also got the name wild pepper. Here's some of the studies on the chaste tree berry. It helps with pituitary glands. It influences the production of hormones, especially in females. And the chemical nutrition in the berry seems to stimulate and increase the luteinizing hormones, which decrease production of follicle-stimulating hormones. So this balances, basically, the female reproductive or the endocrine system. So the woman has a proper amount of hormones for their particular time of life, so they can function properly. So the chaste tree berry, very helpful for PMS, PMDD, infertility, fibroids, menopause, and all those types of female issues. So how does that berry work to help them? Apparently, research is saying it shifts the estrogen and progesterone balance. Chaste tree berries have been aggressively used for female issues, especially in Germany since the 1950s. There are lots of German studies on this berry, and British research also has confirmed what the German studies have been saying, and also what Hippocrates said about it for helping nursing women. So the studies are confirmed your chaste tree or Viatex berry is a slow-acting herb, and people that are using it maybe 3 to 4 months before a complete benefit is materialized. So you want to use patience. Usually women are using it the first month they feel a little better, second month a little bit better, and then by the fourth month they're feeling really great. So it takes about 3 or 4 months to help balance that endocrine system, so it takes a little time. Now, if they've been on birth control, it can take a little longer. So you have power is the point. God's put these berries in our hands. You got barberry, you got chaste tree berry, you got a whole bunch of them. Frank says he's got a bunch of blackberries around. So you got a lot of plant nutrition, and of course, any of your berries that are bitter going to have lots of action. Your bitter medicinals tend to move body fluids a lot. So do your hot peppers. They move blood and mucus. So if you want some action, usually it's hot or bitter. Okay, so we're going to shift gears here. And we're going to talk about our brains. Mm-hmm. Hey, Frank, how big is your brain? does the size of your brain matter? You know, people have different, skull sizes, dimensions, and people have, small brains and little brains. People, does the size of your brain matter? And Frank says his brain's not big enough. He's laughing. All right. Because this is old saying. That some believe there's this myth that we only use about 10% of our brain capacity, right? Is this true? Is it a myth or is it true? Why would it be true? It would be like, having two arms and two legs, but only using one of each of them. Seriously. So at the risk of kind of sounding like Spock from Star Trek, it doesn't seem logical. So since the creator is not the author of confusion, let's take a look at how our brains are working out, and according to some research, and how we can help our brain and protect it. So our brain is this amazing organ, and we really don't have to think much about breathing or blinking our eyes or swallowing. Those are all called automatic types of functions. We don't even have to think about that. So how much space does the brain need to perform those automatic functions? Well, we really don't give many of these functions a second thought, so I would think that the brain would use 10% to carry out millions of functions for us. So I would think that the section that houses your instinct alone would be probably kind of on the big side. But apparently, the organ of the human brain is still largely a mystery to medical science. So scientific research has for decades speculated that if a man could use the unused portions of his brain, that he could do infinite math problems in his head faster than even a computer. So, or he could manifest telekinesic powers and read another person's mind, right? Has anyone actually stopped to think just how disturbing that would be, reading somebody else's thoughts? What would you do if you were sitting on the subway next to someone and you could read his thoughts? Not a problem if the person maybe was composing a mental bucket list, shopping list, you know, got to get home, walk the dog, take out the trash before I go to bed. But that's not a problem. But what about the criminally insane? You know, if you were reading their thoughts, what would you do then? So someone is, you know, maybe planning to commit a crime or hurt someone. That would be disturbing. So what would you do with that kind of information? Well, how could you prove a person was planning a future crime? You know, the privacy of our thoughts is protected by divine providence. So the policing of your thoughts is really God alone. See, he has that dominion. So let's look at the mega myth here. How did we get to this belief that we're only using 10% of our brains? How did that start? Who suggested that we walk around with 90% vacancy upstairs? Well, more importantly, why did people believe that? According to Dr. Barry Gordon, he's a neurologist at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine there in Baltimore, he said the myth took root because people tend to be concerned with their own shortcomings. And who wouldn't like to think that if they could activate the rest of their brain, this unused air space, they could rattle off numbers like a pi or learn a new language in just a few minutes? That would be kind of amazing. So that's how that went. Well, Dr. Gordon also reports that there is no one person to blame for this myth. However, he alludes to some interesting candidates, such as author William James, who wrote that humans use only a small part of their brain's resources, and Albert Einstein, who may have made that comparison to highlight his own intellect. However, Dr. Gordon does state that the myth may allude to when the brain powers come down when we're resting, which he says, you know, we would use less of our brains if we were resting. But most of the time, we use most of our brain's capacity all day long. Here's a quote from Dr. Gordon. He said, put another way, the brain represents 3% of the body's weight and uses 20% of the body's energy. So it's kind of like, you've heard that, you know, exercise your brain like it's a muscle. So the brain oversees a lot of body functions, including your thinking, your movement, your coordination, your balance, your involuntary functions. So the brain is kind of a power pack that deploys the firing of millions of neurons, and this kind of eats up a lot of energy, and scientists think that the rest of the brain oversees our consciousness and unconscious activities and even our heart rate. So let's picture this here. Scientific medicine has been studying the brain's function through your MRI scans, and what they have learned is that depending on the stimuli, there are certain sections of the brain that will fire up the neurons and generates this electrical heat, and it lights up a section of the brain on the scan. So doctors believe that our brains are working at 100% most of the time. And according to neurologist John Henry of the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, even during sleep, we are thinking and have self-awareness in which several areas of the brain are still working. Oh, yeah, well, that dream state's working, you know. So let's look at the intracranial vacancy that we've all been led to believe. So your intracranial vacancy could mean that due to trauma or birth defects, there are parts of the brain that may be missing or not functioning. This does not mean the person's brain dead. According to Dr. Henley, such people can live normal lives due to the complexity of the brain and able to compensate. So brain surgeons will purposely avoid what is called brain clusters to preserve as many functions of the brain as possible. So your brain clusters tend to house functions like vision, hearing, and movement. Kind of important to have those. Now, researchers also have discovered that the brain has options. In other words, there is no one clear region of the brain that is assigned to your consciousness. There is no brain cluster for consciousness, and it can be wherever there is a collection of neurons. So science reports that 10% of the brain is made up of neurons, and the remaining 90% being what I call glial cells designed to support the neurons. So other than that, medical science knows very little about the function of the cells. Here's a quote from Robin Boyd, who's a journalist with Scientific American, who said, "It is not what we use. It's not that we use 10% of our brains, merely that we only understand about 10% of how it functions." So let's look at some brain trivia here. Science tells us our brains weigh about 3 pounds, and it's made up of 75% water. The brain's gray matter is the area that consists of about 100 billion neurons. So the white matter of the brain is where the dendrites and the axons are the network that carries the nervous signals. So there are approximately 1,000 to 10,000 synapses per neuron. So everyone is considered a fathead, since the brain is about 60% fat. So the brain is the organ of the body that feels no pain because there are no pain receptors. And you're probably wondering how people can experience headaches when there's no pain receptors in the brain. Well, according to science, the pain is from the pressure that the skull muscles and the skin sense, as well as pressure in the sinus cavities and your neck muscles. So the pain signals travel on nerves called nociceptors, from these areas and to your brain. So for this reason, this is, you know, how your brain surgeons can kind of operate on patients while they're awake without causing any pain. Now, our brains can live about 6 minutes without oxygen before it dies, and according to studies involving some New York children who ate lunch devoid of artificial ingredients and preservatives, they increased their IQ by 14%. Now, a 2003 study in Discover magazine reported that if we eat fish once a week, we reduce our risk of dementia by 30%. And if you wondered why you can't, you know, tickle yourself, it's because your brain knows the difference between unexpected touching and your own touch. And when your ears ring occasionally and you thought it was your ear tuning up your hearing, kind of like a sound check, well, it's really actually your brain doing the sound check, not the ear itself. So if you fight with your spouse over, let's say, the thermostat in the wintertime, it is because those that feel the cold more have more sensitive channels that send a cold signal to their brain. And when you laugh, it requires 5 different areas of the brain to work. Oh, we just talked about the sense of humor, Frank. Oh, yeah. So these personality disorder people have 5 areas of the brain that don't work properly. Well, that explains a lot, right? The average number of thoughts that you experience per day is 70,000. Okay, let's look at some of the foods that we can eat to help our noodle out. The human brain is made up of nervous system's elements, and the nervous system needs natural vitamin B, as in boy. The brain also needs plenty of water to be hydrated, and the brain needs proper circulation and natural cholesterol. to work properly. So if you're on statin drugs that removes cholesterol, this is why you have memory problems. Brain needs cholesterol. So what the brain doesn't need is lots of caffeine, alcohol to dehydrate it, and prescriptions or over-the-counter meds that can make it toxic. By the way, medicine has figured out a way to breach the blood-brain barrier. They just pair that drug with a little vitamin C. So the blood-brain barrier tries to protect the brain from a lot of toxins and foreign substances, but the barrier can be compromised. And when it is, it can be exposed to all kinds of things, radiation, infection, trauma, inflammation, microwaves, you know, dirty electricity, drug toxicity, poisons. So cholesterol drugs is also going to, like I said, affect the cholesterol in the brain, and it needs it for healthy memory. So there are some herbs out there that can help protect our brain, offer some options, maybe avoid some drugs. You know, you don't want to corrupt that brain area. So if you want some natural solutions for these everyday problems, feel free to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They do have this wonderful herb formula called Brain Concentrate. Bit on the hot and spicy side, because if you want to get something good to the brain, you got to have circulation, and the hot herbs are circulatory. So you want to push it to the brain area, so it's a little bit hot and spicy. So you can put that dose in a little bit of tomato juice, and enzymes in the tomato cool the hot taste, but they don't diminish the power. So you can find a way. You know, what did Mary Poppins say? You know, a spoonful of sugar. Well, we don't want to use sugar, but, you know, the medicine goes down. You can find a way. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Ask them about that and their other formulas. They have some wonderful things there. 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. And, you know, take advantage of that back in stock sale and save 20%. Details are online. All right, we got a few minutes here before we have to say goodbye. And I did want to mention this little topic of DNA robots. This was an Ohio State University scientist. They're designing DNA-based robots and nano devices for all kinds of medicinal use. We're told that robots can deliver medicine inside the body, detect deadly infections and other things. So they're working with these really small particles that patients can't see with the naked eye, but they're really electronic robots. So we're expected that this area of science is really going to grow, complex DNA robots, nano devices to infiltrate your medical treatments. So the research at Ohio State, it got published in the April 2021 Journal of Nature Materials, and these were medical engineers. They're discovering ways to use this type of equipment, and at present, they have some of these robots designed to control. They're controlled by software called Magic DNA. So the software takes strands of DNA, combines it with other complex structures like nanotechnology, and it designs rotors and hinges, which function in a variety of tasks. What'd you say, Frank? So what happens when they get loose, out of control? Well, we're getting to that. Here is a quote. This is from one of the professors, Carlos Castro at Ohio State. He says, "Now nano devices that may have taken us several days to design before now it takes us just a few minutes to design. Previously, we could build devices with up to six individual components and connect them. With this software, it's not hard to make very complex robots and other devices with 20 or more components at a much faster rate, and the nano devices can perform complex tasks. So this Magic DNA software allows researchers to design 3D, lots of flexibility in these little DNA robots. So what are the drawbacks? According to the research, the drawback is that the more complexity you put into the factor here of nanotechnology in creating DNA robots, there's a certain level of uncertainty that follows it. Here's a quote from Carlos. He says, "As you make these structures more complex, it's difficult to predict exactly what they are going to look like and how they are going to behave. Oh, well, then don't unleash that in someone's body there, Carlos. Frank says, I wonder if they could design them to assimilate people. Well, that's a good question, Frank. I mean, it's in a weird, wacky scientific world out there. So these DNA robots, they have arms, they have claws for grabbing at things and picking up things. They have made these DNA robots into the shape of airplanes, 1,000 smaller than the width of a human hair. And a small airplane, smaller than your hair. Researchers reporting DNA robots will be injected into bloodstreams to do various types of jobs. And what the robots are designed and programmed to do is what they'll supposedly perform. Well, you know, what if artificial intelligence gets a hold of these things? Right? Then what? There's a lot of commercial interest in this field. So robots working in healthcare is going to be, you know, part of the future. Injectable robots. Unreal. But 400 microneedles can be filled with DNA robots and injected into you for multiple functions just like that. And a lot of those microneedles can fit on the tip of your finger. So somebody can inject you with like 400 microneedles with DNA robots on them. Ew. And so within medicine, there's this movement, but there's a lack of control. There's really no full disclosure. There's no liable injury. There's no death waivers. I mean, basically, who's going to take responsibility? So this is an advancement you're going to hear more about. And where's the protection direction is my question. And we have to seek the truth and all these things and be wise and be aware of these things. Do your homework on all things recommended to you. I'm proud of a lot of you out there. You've said that you were recommended some treatments, and when you looked into them, you thought that the treatment was worse than the problem. So you declined to get it. Good for you. Good for you. Got to protect yourself out there. I'm out of time, so don't forget, call the folks at Apothecurbs. Get their free catalog. If you're online and you have email, sign up for their free online newsletters. And take advantage of their sale. The back-in-stock sale runs through this Saturday, the 22nd. You just use coupon code BIS2023 on the website, on your order form, or over the phone, and save 20% on orders of $55 or more. 866-229-3663, Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.